I'm Taylor Gant. Good morning. The White House has confirmed Vice President Mike Pence will headline a rally for Secretary of State Brian Kemp this weekend in Macon. Kemp faces Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle in the runoff for Georgia's Republican gubernatorial primary on Tuesday. This week, President Trump tweeted an endorsement of Kemp, and on Monday, Governor Nathan Deal endorsed Cagle in what is expected to be a tight race. Early voting ends today. Election day is Tuesday. The winner will face Democrat Stacey Abrams in November. The city of Atlanta no longer has a chief education officer. The AJC reports Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms rescinded the job offer to 30-year-old Aliyah Bhatia within days of her hiring announcement. On July 9th, Bottoms said the new cabinet-level position would improve access to education and training for Atlanta students. Now, the mayor's office says they have decided to delay filling the position to review how it would interact with the city and the school systems. The federal appeals court in Atlanta has ruled that gays and lesbians are not protected under federal discrimination laws because of their sexual orientation. According to the AJC, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against former Clayton County employee Gerald Bostic this week. Bostic argues that he was fired as a child welfare services coordinator because he is gay. Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act prohibits employers from discriminating against employees on the basis of sex, race, color, national origin, and religion. Although the 11th Circuit Court decided that protections don't apply to gays and lesbians, courts in Chicago and New York have ruled that protections should apply. Bostic's attorneys say they hope the Supreme Court will agree to hear their case. Georgia's unemployment rate dropped to 4.1% in June. The State Department of Labor says that's the lowest since 2001. Nearly 5 million residents are working, which is a new record. Labor Commissioner Mark Butler says Georgia's strong economy is attracting new residents.
Just this last month, we saw over 10,000 people enter into our workforce. A lot of those are going to be immigration from other states.
The number of people filing first-time unemployment claims declined in June. Butler says Georgia's economy has added over 77,000 jobs in the last year. In sports, the Atlanta Falcons are telling their star wide receiver Julio Jones that he will not receive a new contract this year. That's according to a report from The Athletic. Jones skipped off-season workouts this summer as part of his petition for a pay raise. He signed a 5-year, $71 million extension in 2015, a contract which has since been eclipsed by several other NFL receivers. The team says they will reevaluate Jones's deal next season. You're listening to 88.5 GPB Atlanta.